coming up on this episode of The Village Idiom.
Why did they create a cute little kid song with actions and fall down? Now let's get back up.
I guess they're trying to make...
Like there's no 9/11 kid song.
Dum, dum, da-da, Village Idiom.
Hello and welcome to The Village Idiom.
We are a podcast that every week we choose a popular saying, take an immediately shallow, hopefully comedic, once while interesting, if we're lucky, educational dive into its usage, its origins, but mostly we're going to use it to hang our otherwise directionless conversation on. My name is Jurassic Merck.
And I am Skitty.
Indeed.
Didn't see that coming, did ya?
No.
Well, it's okay. Things are past. What is the past is the past.
What is?
That just happened, and so it's not currently the present.
Who's your favorite Addams Family member?
Well, after Wednesday.
Wrong. Uncle Fester.
Water under the bridge.
Played by Christopher Lloyd, giving us today's idiom.
Who's wrong? I love that. What's water, your favorite? Wrong!
Water under the bridge is
I'm
going to
use
idiom.
That just in general life stuff.
Whatever you ask.
Yeah.
How was your day today? Well, was it wrong?
Wrong. It was great. Just fill in. Particularly with people who are like negative.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, what I should have said, what you meant to say.
What you meant to say.
Water is. Under the Bridge, that's an Adele song, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I purposefully did not choose that for the end of the episode, though.
Okay, well, the reason it comes to mind is just coming off this cruise, one of the acts was an Adele impersonator.
Oh, funny.
And so she looked
male
like
male or
her.
Female?
It was a female.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess you have to ask.
Well, when it comes to impersonators especially...
Yeah.
Seems like a drag thing.
Well, it wasn't a drag listening to her. She sounded like her, looked like her, mannerisms, the whole
wow.
deal. Yeah. I think she was a contestant on one of those, like, it was neat on the ship overall. There was like these Britain's Got Talent type, if you were like third in season six of Britain's Got Talent, they move on. To go on to like cruise ships.
Cruise yeah, jobs, yeah, totally.
So it's not just like that they put out CDs and their life is perfect from here on out.
No,
they go from there
on
to cruise ships.
Yeah, or to a lounge jack somewhere,
So she did like Skyfall and all the fun visuals and things in the back. And
cool.
Yeah, it was pretty neat.
I've only been on one lower end cruise, mm-hmm. but entertainment's always been fantastic.
Yeah, it's fun, even like, if it's terrible.
Yeah.
So one night it was like, this is like Scott so-and-so and his BMX bike. And you're like, this is going to be terrible. But it was 45 minutes. You're like, that's really funny. That's fun.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You're like, how can a guy fill like 45 minutes worth of entertainment for seniors?
Yeah.
Onto a cruise ship. But he did it.
We went to a magician the first night. But I was really looking forward to the second night because it was a comedian. I had never heard of him or anything. So went to the next night and the comedian comes out and he's like, yeah, if you were here last night, I was also the magician.
That's awesome.
But he was,
ta-da.
He was great at both.
Like, you know what would be a
his
great
stand-up
entrance?
comedy. I mean, if you're a good magician, you've got banter anyway.
Okay. What would be great though is if he does the second.
The third night was him on a BMX.
He's just a jack of all trades. No, if you did your comedy night and then went into illusion night, starting off in something like a Phantom of the Opera kind of mask, where you're like, what's going on? He goes into a box or whatever and comes out and it's the same, and it's the guy, but you didn't know. So his whole illusion was revealing himself. That'd be awesome.
What part of a cruise ship or any ship is called the bridge?
The part where the captain's at and all the controls for the ship.
Why do they call it the bridge? And wouldn't water under the bridge be a problem in that case?
So you want water under the bridge. You don't want water over the bridge.
You want water under the ship.
The bridge is at the top, and so you definitely want water under the bridge.
Okay, fair
if
enough.
If water is over the bridge, you've got real problems. But you go under, it's fun, under bridges and all the rest of it.
You were just on a trip. Did you do any, we did a suspension bridge in Switzerland,
part of the trip was in London, and so London has
did you see London?
I saw London.
Did you see France?
I did see France, and again, I did see my underpants.
Who hasn't?
Yes. they eke out the back, the part that's not chewed up by my bum. But London has iconic, world famous bridges. London Bridge,
right?
It's falling down.
Yeah.
Okay, so London Bridge. Okay, so
it's not the bridge you think it is.
No, the Tower Bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So this was goofy and amazing. On one day it was, let's just get this, like, as much as you can see of London package, and however many sites you can take in are all included.
So like a walking tour or?
Yeah, or however you get there. We biked a ton.
Oh, good.
But anyways, and so one
electric
of it.
Electric bikes?
No, pedal bikes was the best way to get around. Cool. Side story. So this one thing was like this like interpretive, like experience old London under London Bridge. And so the piling kind of areas for what was old London Bridge before like the fire of like 1666 or something like that. The one that's bridge section that survived, they do tours that go through these different sections. And so like with real actors kind of telling you about the history. And so like, and then you walk through this next section and there's a dozen people that move from like section to section with live actors talking really? About the, yes.
That sounds okay. Great.
So that part, fantastic. And then for some strange reason that has no cohesion whatsoever, it turned into the Tower of Terror, the Haunted House, Fright Night, the worst Halloween experience you've ever had. My wife is really sensitive to this stuff. Okay, so it's like it goes from
historical storytelling.
Yeah, you know, in the old shops, you know, whatever, made from thatched roofs, and the tar was used to make sure that the water didn't leak in. So when the fire of 1666 happened, everything, you know, went up like a candle. And next section, oh, this is the old church of whatever. And then this section, and the top of London Bridge was this, like, it was a city unto itself. Like, it was like three, four story. Like a apartment shop complex on top of the bridge. Yeah. So it was like this, when it caught fire, it was like a big deal. Hmm. It's not. Yeah. So thatched roofs, all made of wood, tar as a preservative, just like, it's like the makings of a candle. It's
right.
Like making it out of matches and paper.
Right.
Okay. So anyways, side story. So all of this historical is like, oh, that's really cool. And then it's like, ring, ding, 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 ding. And then, chainsaw. Like, guy at the chainsaw starts, like, in and chasing you around. Well, it turns into a literal house of horrors. People reaching out and grabbing you.
Why?
Guy doing, like...
And you had no idea?
Like, clicker, like, zombie noises through this entire maze of, like, strobe lights, people screaming. So it's like, oh, it's going to turn into, like, this... scary tour, but it was like the scariest crazy thing ever. Full pitch black for full sections where you were groping around.
Oh, you're inside.
Yeah, you can't see a thing. Yeah, you're and then it's like strobe light, clicker, zombie. It's crazy. So I'm dying laughing. I can hear my wife. She's behind me, a few people. I can hear her screaming. And I'm just dying laughing as to how amusing this is. Because I know when she gets scared, she just starts reaching out for people and grabbing them. So, London Bridge, you did not disappoint.
Did you, was any of that Jack the Ripper related?
No.
No.
No, that was on my to-do list that didn't get to done.
That's funny.
Yeah, there's so much. I could easily have more days in London, but yeah. We're talking about water under the bridge, you know, and it burned down twice, and now it's the current London Bridge.
But, yeah.
Yeah, lots of cool history.
Well, speaking of London Bridge and the song, London Bridge Has Fallen Down, and the little children's songs from that era that were all historically based, including Jack and Jill and Humpty Dumpty. Mm-hmm. There's actual meaning behind all these stories. When did that end? And why was it okay? Like, London Bridge falling down was a major ordeal. Why did they create a cute little kid song with actions and fall down? Now let's get back up.
I guess they're trying to make...
Like there's no 9/11 kid song. Like, that ended.
The World Trade Center's falling
like,
down.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there was a time where that was. How about, was it for the passing on of the story to not be forgotten?
Why did Tower 7 fall down?
Yeah, conspiracies. it's interesting to me.
Yeah, that's great. Like, in that pocket full of Posy, Hush.
All of it.
Yeah.
We don't have a good.
We need a good COVID
Mother
one.
Mother Goose nursery. Mother Goose nursery rhymes all are hinged back to like either war or disease,
right?
Or yeah, But there's
jab them all, throw them on a ventilator.
Okay.
What? Okay. What is it? What does that song mean? In like 30, 50, 100 years from now, they're wondering what the ventilator song is about.
Well, that's the thing. We sing it.
Remdesivir will fix the day.
Isn't Ring Around the Rosie something too? Oh, that's what you said. Pocket Full of Posies. Yeah.
Yeah. So the London Bridge. So in London in 1665 was just working its way through like a plague. And then in 66, it all burned to the ground. I think only 20% of it survived.
Wow. Of the
of London
architecture or whatever.
Yeah. It was just like wood structures with thatched roofs.
Wow.
It's like so stupid. Like crazy. When you think about. Yeah.
I mean, they knew what fire was.
They knew what fire was. Absolutely.
Yeah. There's no stopping the tar and.
No, it's straw. Like all the ingredients yeah. to catch something on fire.
Yeah, yeah.
Get straw, cover it in the... You described the making of a torch.
Yeah, exactly.
Cover it in tar, light it ablaze.
I'm surprised it wasn't earlier than that. Anyway.
Yeah, so that, water under the bridge.
Water under the bridge, which of course is what you said earlier when you were setting up the little clip we played, that is, we use the idiom, water under the bridge, to mean... Let bygones be bygones. Let the past be the past.
What happened? It's water under the bridge.
Water under the bridge.
You can't bring back the water unless there's a current. I just made that up right now.
Unless there's a current. Like there's always a current.
I think of like one of our waterways, the Fraser River. And so like, but there's times when water flows up.
Oh, like weird.
Because of the tidal factors of the, the Strait of Juan de
Fuca. In that case, water under the bridge might come, like, I might bring this up again.
Right, Bay of Fundy.
I thought of, and I was trying to remember if you've ever told the story on here, was your surfing on a cooler lid under a bridge.
So
weren't you towing someone under a bridge?
Well, it's funny because nowadays there's all of these, like, keep people safe programs. That exist in like community centers and church and stuff like
plan to protect
preservation of life is like number one.
Yeah.
Wasn't always like that. And so it was like
experience preceded.
How much fun can we have and not die?
Fun and experience preceded safety measures. Right.
Yeah. You still did things like, so on this particular one, safety was a factor. So we put a life jacket on him, but we lowered our friend Ryan using mountain climbing equipment off of a bridge onto
legit mountain climbing equipment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Onto
that's safety right there.
So he's in a life jacket. Yeah. He's in a life jacket with mountain climbing gear.
You did everything
gear.
You could.
That's pretty safe. And back then that's really safe.
Exactly.
That's like multi layers. It's helmet, not like that yellow twine.
Knee pads.
Yeah. And so we saw this video about surfing on rivers, but of course we're camping. And so we didn't have a surfboard. But what does float? Small pebbles. A duck. Witches float.
Small also, churches.
Also, cooler lids float. So we're like, we're going to lower you down on a cooler lid. You will surf on the cooler lid, and this is going to be epic. Okay, well, we lower him down to get to water level. Immediately, the rushing river grabs him, throws the cooler lid. We can't get him back up. Just dead, pulling up dead weight. Like that, we couldn't get him back up. And so every time we did something, it would go like down a bit more, down a bit more. Right. And now we are holding him in a rushing river with no, like, he's just
so
like,
is
he's,
he like, he's tied, like a buoy. Is he tied to the board, to the lid?
No, the lid's long gone. He was going to surf the lid.
Oh, the rope is not attached to the lid.
No, it's attached to him.
Oh.
And so he's just being like pummeled by water and can't do anything about it.
He's tied
because
to
he's
the
tied to, or he's tied. Holding us, right. And eventually we're like, we have to just choose in that moment to let him go. And so we threw the rope into the water with him, just launched it all, and just hoped for the best. And so he did have a life jacket.
And the best did happen.
Yes, he survived that day. So that was surfing on a cooler lid. Water under the bridge.
Water under the bridge. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, so when you
what's
hear
his version of that? Was he feeling like he was at the point of drowning?
I don't know. Is
or he just come out laughing? I mean, I know him, he probably did, but...
It wasn't the only water incident we've ever had with him and almost killing him. Yeah, he was a magnet for it.
Well, now he lives on the water. I think he has his own boat or access to one.
Yeah. Well, we have actually gone wake surfing with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was, we talk about like that years gone by, water under the bridge. Some of those days were just so reckless, but that was part of the fun.
Yeah.
And, but when you hear, if you hear a story on the news of like, oh, some community group, some, you know, poor kid died on like a boating incident. Know that it isn't always like nefarious.
Yeah.
It's not like they sat out that day to drown and was like, okay, we got a great idea, guys. Okay, here's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
We're going to get a witch because witches float.
And I know you guys, this would have been like sober, just fun.
We don't drink. It's just
it pure. Wasn't like a hold my beer moment.
Nope. Nothing like that. There's no drugs. There's no drinking. There's just fun loving. Like, you know what would be a good idea? Just dumb guy stuff.
Yeah.
So if you hear that kind of thing, it's like, oh, that totally makes sense. When I hear
you never hear about girls doing this.
No, it's guys.
Yeah. What is that? That's funny.
We had a friend fall off of a waterfall and accidentally did himself in, but it's like, and so someone asks,
did himself in?
It was an accident, but slipped off of the top of a waterfall and
and passed.
Yeah.
Oh man, I don't know this story.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you off air. But yeah, that these things happen.
Yeah,
and you go like, what's the worst that can happen? Well, it gets pretty bad sometimes.
Yeah,
yeah, but it's usually in the pursuit of this will be great when when this works out.
Yeah, it doesn't start with
no. And often enough, things do work out, which is why you try keep the next trying. Stupid thing. Yeah.
So anyway. And when they don't, assuming you still live through it, it's stories. We've talked absolutely. About this. Yeah, stories.
You have a podcast and you just tell the things that happened.
That's right. Well, I'm going to go like this, and we're going to get into the backstory of water under the bridge.
Where'd they go? Where'd they go? No one can know. I turned around and looked behind. Came from another mind. Origins.
My question is this for you. Have you ever heard of water over the dam?
That also sounds terrible. No.
So this I immediately came up. This apparently is a version, means the exact same thing. Let bygones be bygones, let the past be the past. But both are said. Water over the bridge or water over the dam.
Sounds like a breach is about to happen.
Yeah, which doesn't necessarily mean a breach. I mean,
water under the bridge dams is like,
are supposed to release at a certain...
water goes under the bridge.
Anyway, no one's totally certain of the water under the bridge's origins, but the oldest example in English may be a song called Water Under the Bridge. Water Under the Bridge, which was released and became popular in America and Britain in 1934. Here's the irony.
By Adele?
No.
Okay.
In that song, Water Under the Bridge symbolized love flowing through the singer's heart. So it did not have the same meaning at all, which suggests to those kind of researching this that the English speakers at that time were not familiar with water under the bridge with the meaning that it is now, because otherwise that song would be completely misunderstood if you had a song called Water Under the Bridge, but it had nothing to do with that. The phrase in that song was all about the water flowing from his heart, the love flowing from his heart. So it implies that it wasn't in use as an idiom yet. And if he was trying to start an idiom, it derailed on him because it does not mean what I don't think it means what you think. Anyway, it appeared again in 1935, only a year later, with the meaning that we know today. Also, the origin of this idiom, water under the bridge, sort of has its roots much, you know, in ancient days, if you want to say. This saying, they say, derives from an even older one that dates back to ancient Greece. Let me see if I can get this right. Heraclides? I'm going to go with Heraclitus because it's going to get bad if I keep trying. A pre-Socratic philosopher who lived during the 4th and 5th centuries BCE or AD. BC. What's BCE? BCE is BC, right? CE is AD.
Yeah, Common Era.
Common Era. So BCE. Conveyed the same idea when he coined the phrase, and I'm sure you've heard this before, you cannot step twice in the same river. Kind of implying the same thing. So as soon as you step in the river and step out, that water is gone. Hmm. And so it's ever changing. It's never the same river ever.
You can't step twice in the same river.
Yeah. Hmm. So
it took a minute for it to grow on me.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So I've heard that one before. It's in the philosophy genre. But I can see it coming from that, like water under the bridge. Like it's the fact that it's moving. It's not the same river. It's not even the same circumstance. It's water under the bridge. It's gone. But then I came across water over the dam. And I'm like, oh, what's this? And even found here. Let me show you really quick here. I'm like, is somebody just writing this? Because I've never heard it. But water over the dam. Here's a little something from The Sopranos. Just to show that it is in modern...
Water over the dam.
Water over the dam. And so it does get used.
So... water under the bridge makes so much sense because that is the point of a bridge.
Yeah.
Is that stuff goes underneath it.
Right.
And water over the dam is like a problem.
Right. So I thought surely it doesn't have the same meaning. So I dug a little bit into it. But no, same meaning. Hmm. It doesn't mean like, oh, too much information, which is what it sounds like, right? It's coming over
Something's
the dam.
Something's gone wrong if there's water over the dam.
It's too much water.
But water under the bridge is like...
But all it meant is the same thing. It's in the past.
Well, if you say it and you found it on the internet, then I believe it.
But listen to this one.
All right.
This gets slightly more interesting.
But you don't feel anything at all.
It's a little glitchy.
Water under the dam.
Water under the dam, says Robert De Niro. And you're like...
He's mixing metaphors?
Did he screw that up? No. You can find it in songs. You can find it in articles. Meaning the exact same thing, water under the dam. So this is... even though there's...
keep on using these words.
Yeah. Even though it's out there, like it's used a fair amount, it's what we've talked about before called a malaphore, where you've...
Oh, wow.
Accidentally...
getting smarter.
...conflated two similar-ish idioms or cliches.
So instead of a metaphor, it's a malaphore.
It's a malaphore.
That's funny.
Because it's a mistake. So water under the bridge, water over the dam, but water under the dam doesn't make sense
water
in the
dam
first place.
Is a problem.
Yeah. Water under the dam is
a huge
problem. Breach. Yeah. So, yeah, it's been misused enough for it to be out there and even in movies like we just saw. Hmm. But it's wrong. It's a malaphore.
Yeah,
that's a great girl's name.
Until she found out what it meant.
Well, it's the conflating of two cliches.
You were a mistake, honey. Yeah.
Depending on the parental couple... the combining of two cliches, it could be a malaphore.
That could be a malaphore.
Yeah.
Maleficent. Yep.
An accidental combining of two cliches. Did we talk about this before, about names that if they didn't mean something else would be great kids' names?
Maleficent?
Like Felony.
That's so great.
Right?
That's awesome. Melody, Felony.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
So there was a whole list of them. I can't remember now, but there was a bunch. And I'm like, oh my goodness, they do sound like nice, lovely names.
Felony. That's great.
Anyway, Malaphore, Felony. Meet my girls. This is Malaphore and Felony.
Beautiful.
So anyway, that's the extent of any background information. I just thought it was interesting that it got into these two other versions. All with the exact same meaning and usage, but
they're said so they're wrong.
Yeah,
that makes no sense.
Yeah,
water and under and water over a dam.
So water under a dam, that's combining the two. Water over the dam. I thought there'd be like, where does this come from? I couldn't find anything other than
it's because it's wrong.
Yeah,
yeah, it doesn't even make sense. At least with like up a blind alley. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Water under the dam. Something has gone wrong.
Exactly.
You were about to have a really bad day.
Yeah. So there you go.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I love learning something new.
Riddling is a game we like to play. Two-part trivia-based question.
We should do some riddling.
Two-part overlapping answers. Overlapping by sound, syllable, word, or word. So, for example, last week we left you this repeat riddling, which was, the NFL's biggest day could be a strike in this lane. The NFL's biggest day could be a strike in this lane. You got this one for the second time?
Yeah, that was a you gave us a nice lob up Super Bowling Alley.
That's it, Super Bowling Alley. So it's not Super Bowl. It's not Bowling Alley. The correct answer is Super Bowling Alley.
Nice.
And that's how you play Riddler.
I got it.
Okay.
I've got a couple prepared.
I got some.
Okay. Let me start things off. Aquatic happenings below the viaduct with Simon and Garfunkel. Aquatic happenings below the viaduct with Simon and Garfunkel.
Why don't we leave that one? Dangle Anywing out there.
Oh, no!
Because that's the one I was going to leave, Dangle Anywing. Okay, no, it's not the one I was going to leave, but I do have that. That was my next one. I said, what's past is the past, according to Simon and Garfunkel. Same thing.
I like your wording. Okay, well, I'll start with a different one then.
All right, what do you got?
That was my favorite of the two.
I know, mine too.
Okay. H2O beneath an overpass on this American historical romance television series.
Oh, man, you made me nervous for a second.
Wow.
Say it again.
H2O beneath an overpass on this American historical romance television series.
American. I was going to say Water Under the Bridgertons.
It's Bridgerton.
That's not American.
Well, according to the internet that I read, it was.
Oh, it's made in America.
Is that what it is? I've never seen it.
It's very British.
Is it?
Yeah. Queens okay. And...
H2O beneath an overpass on this British historical romance television series.
Is that Bridge Over the Damericans?
That's it. Water Under the Bridgerton.
Okay, so we're going to leave that other one dangling and we'll come back to it, but I got one for you.
Okay.
You ready? Alternative to H2O Under the Bridge is the capital of the Netherlands. Alternative to H2O Under the Bridge is the capital of the Netherlands.
Okay. Is that Water Over the Damsterdam?
That's right.
That's funny. I was like, I should know this.
That's just fun to say.
Damsterdam.
Damsterdam.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Well, for that one that came up first.
We'll repeat it.
Which we'll repeat.
Tell everybody how they can
reach out to us on Instagram at the.village.idiom. We would love to hear from you if you have an answer for that one, as well as email us thevillageidiompodcast@gmail.com, or whether it's the Facebook, the YouTubes, or the X at 3 minutes gone.
All right, here it is again. Or do you want...
No, go ahead. I like your wording better.
What's past is in the past, according to Simon and Garfunkel. What's past is in the past, according to Simon and Garfunkel.
And that is 3 minutes gone.
Paul Simon and who? Oh, Art. Yeah.
Yep, it comes just as you're asking.
Yeah, exactly. Without going to my phone.
I love that. That was an upside of travel and not always having internet.
Where you're like, what's that thing? You got to think about it.
And then it would come. It would take a few seconds.
Just like the old days.
Yeah, you had to remember.
And it was like the first person in the group to get it. Yeah, like, that's it.
Well, there was this one night we're doing it was romance trivia on romance songs.
Okay.
And trivia on them, and it was funny how collectively, I think we got 38.5 out of a score of 40.
Wow.
Which is pretty great, but individually, probably got like 20.
Romance trivia. Like, what's the name?
Romance songs trivia.
Oh, romance songs. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they play a song, and you had to know who the artist was and the title of the song.
Okay.
Yeah, so you'd have done well.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm, like, I recognize. No, I'm not good with, like, the actual names and artists and like I'm like, oh, I know this song,
but right, you're like, I know Amy Grant and Michael W. Smith and you're done.
That's right,
he wrote. I tease. Well, it was fun putting today's episode together.
I loved it.
I'm Skitty.
I'm Jurassic Mark,
and these are the Village Idioms.
Just water under the bridge.
That's not a bell.
Last 3 minutes gone.